Hello, this is Mark from markpollocktrust.org, and we have 1 week and 1 day until we do the Giants Causeway Coast Sportif on Saturday the 10th of September up in Ballycastle on just near the Giants Causeway. We're going to be doing 57 kilometres with a bunch of people who have joined Team Unbreakable, and if you want to join up, you can go to markpollocktrust.org/Team Unbreakable. We have identified a bit of a problem with the gears. Yesterday morning we were coming down the hill, start of our workout, and there was a bit of a crunching and the chain came off, and it's a kind of an unusual chain because I've got on this tandem, I've got my hand bike set up on the back of the bike. Simon has his leg bike set up on the front of the bike, and our chains kind of come together on what would be the normal front three rings of a normal bike, but we're kind of driving that chain ring separately. What happened was the three cogs that come together were just completely loose. The nuts were all really loose. The middle chain cog was so loose that when Simon put the gear up onto it, it kind of just fell off. An old rowing opponent of mine, Con Collis, who got into cycling, he's just won the silver at the National Track Championships. He came down last night and gave the bike a good inspection, had all his kit down, all his tools, and tightened everything up. But he did identify that we had actually lost a couple of nuts that hold the whole unit together in the middle of this bike. He also found out that some other thing, which I don't really understand, but it's got a BMX freewheel in as part of the setup, and that's completely loose. So we're going to have to get a new BMX freewheel to put into this whole gearing setup. And really, it was quite frustrating because the electronics, which we've been working on for weeks and weeks, are perfect. Everything's being spoken to me: speed, distance, cadence, power, heart rate, time, everything. Got the two computers up front, they're all working brilliantly. And now we're on to mechanical difficulties, but that seems to be the way with any new challenge. And on a positive, I'm calling you right from the bike. Just hit my hand cranks off my watch there. We've just come off the back of a first session, 60 minutes, 20 minute warm up, and then you do 4 minutes, 3 minutes, 2 minutes, 1 minute at increasing heart rates. So conversation pace, a little bit harder, race pace, and then as hard as we can go, 4, 3, 2, 1. Do that by four times. So we did a 60 minute session there, really tough this morning. I think got a bit of a lactic acid hangover in the arms and the legs from earlier in the week, and now we're doing a 60 minute steady eddy. At the end of this, when we get back to the lockup, I have a sail maker called Paddy Downer from Downer International Sail Makers, who has been, I'm not happy with the setup on my in the cradles that are holding my legs in place, because it's a bit temporary. So Paddy's been designing something up to cradle my legs, to put straps over the top to hold them in so they don't bounce out. Quite frankly, I could do without my legs bouncing out of the bike and dragging along the ground at 40 kilometers an hour or 2 kilometers an hour. So I just want to make that a good permanent job. Then we'll get on into the, get back onto Con, get in touch with a guy called Cliff, who used to look after my tandem bikes when I was just blind and could use my legs, and hopefully we'll get this BMX freewheel sorted out, we'll get the gearing all tightened up, we'll get Paddy's leg rests in, the electronics will be flying, and then all we've got to do now is get our Arrow Electronics branded, painted up helmets, our Team Unbreakable jerseys, get everyone who's joined the team into their Team Unbreakable jerseys, and get to the start line. So if you want to join up, go to markpollocktrust.org, click on Team Unbreakable, sign up for £85 or €100, you get a Team Unbreakable jersey, you get a copy of the documentary all about the science and what we're trying to do to crack a cure for paralysis, and you get your entry into the Giant's Causeway on the 10th of September. So come and join us, and I'm going to get back to this steady Eddie 60 minutes here.